This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note for home visit on Joan Peterson. Last name Peterson. Joan is J-O-N. Date was April 11th, 2022. Place was Covenant Glen in Frankenmuth. New paragraph. Mrs. Peterson has not been feeling well for the last week and a half or two, period. About 4 days ago, she felt like she had a flu-like illness, period. She felt as if someone hit her over the head. Period. She was short of breath for 1 or 2 days, period. She was nauseous for 1 day, but didn't vomit, period. Even for a week and a half or two, she was not feeling well, and she held some of her medications and felt dizzy, period. Today, on April 11th, when seen, comma, she could hardly stand and was very dizzy, period. We were able to walk her from the living room in her apartment to her bed, but that made her... That was difficult. She was very weak and dizzy, period. She then got to the point when she returned that she couldn't even stand, and she even felt bad when sitting, period. She has not been eating and drinking well for about a week and a half also, period. She has intermittent headaches, period. She had a headache in the night, and they come and go, period. It's also hard for her to take a deep breath, period. She has been declining over the past month or so, period. She is developing a bit of dementia, period. In paragraph review of systems, no chest pain, shortness of breath, some nausea, no vomiting, no bleeding, no diarrhea, no dysuria. Did not feel feverish. She has been having bowel movements, period. She has not been eating well or drinking enough, though, period. On examination, she was not distressed, but she was ill-appearing, and she was dizzy, and she had to sit down and after a while and couldn't stand too long, period. Blood pressure 160 over 70, pulse 77, respiratory rate 17, O2 sat 97%. The blood pressure was 160 over 70, laying, and it was 150 over 70 standing, period. However, she was very dizzy when standing, and she felt like she could pass out, period. Lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation. Cardiovascular normalized 1S2. No gallop. No murmur, no edema. Abdomen soft and not tender. I'll change that. Abdomen was generally soft, but there was a tender spot in the mid-abdomen, and in the area of the umbilical, it appeared there could be a mass, period. This could be scar tissue or hernia, but rule out a neoplasm, period. That's very tender there, period. Neurologic, cranial ghost intact. Her right side was weaker than the left, period. This is not a new, period. She was completely oriented to place, period. She could tell me the place, city, state, county, and floor, period. She was only partially oriented to time, period. She knew the month, year, and season, but not the day or date, period. She was a bit apprehensive when seen, period. Paragraph assessment of the plan. One, Mrs. Peterson appears quite ill, and she has evidence of hypovolemia and dizziness, period. I'm concerned about declining renal function in view of the fact that she's not been eating and drinking, period. She did appear dry, period. It's also noted that she had two strokes in 2020, one in which her speech was impaired, period. Her right side is weaker, period. I offered her several possibilities. I did recommend hospitalization, and had she not wanted that, I would have ordered labs and encouraged fluids, and consideration would be given for hospice, period. However, she did decide she wanted to go to the hospital, and thus was sent to the hospital, period. It was noted that she has cerebral vascular disease, which did not appear to be worse than baseline, period. She's on Plavix and atorvastatin, period. She has hypertension and may continue on lidocaine 5 milligrams daily, period. The passage last year of pleural effusions of unknown cause, period. Oh. I'll follow up with her after hospitalization period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.